Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
We're here at the Water Street Cafe in Plymouth this morning ahead of tomorrow's election. We're hearing from voters in this bellwether town, have been all morning long. We came to Plymouth not only because it has a good track record at predicting statewide elections, but because it's also in the middle of the hotly contested race for the open seat in the 10th Congressional District, where Democrat Bill Keating is running against Republican Jeff Perry. We spoke with Jeff Perry last hour, and we're joined now by Bill Keating. Bill, thanks a lot for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Before we begin, I want to play you some sound bites that we got over the weekend of folks who were at political rallies for your opponent, and we asked them to sum up Jeff Perry in one word.
Patriotic.
Change.
It's a hyphenated word, common sense.
Awesome. Oh,
very impressive man. And a good, honest man. That's why I'm here.
Amazing. Exceptional.
Great guy. Great guy.
Awesome.
Reagan. Honest conservative.
He's great. I love him.
Well, a few of those answers, a little more than one word. But Bill Keating, give us your one word of how you would describe your opponent, Jeff Perry.
Well, I think in the political spectrum, I would say extreme.
There's a lot of enthusiasm there. Are you worried about an enthusiasm gap on the part of Democrats, especially given that at your rally in Quincy on Saturday, top Democrats, including the Vice President Biden, talked about the need for enthusiasm?
Well, yesterday we started in Provincetown and worked our way up through Sandwich in our Pilgrims to President's Tour. And there was no lack of enthusiasm yesterday, and we don't anticipate any today as we work our way up to Quincy.
And tell us what you mean by the word extreme in your one-word answer when you describe your opponent, Jeff Perry.
Well, I think on issues, the environment, in terms of being fiscally conservative with the deficit, I think he's not fiscally conservative with the deficit. I think in terms of his positions on economic issues, bringing our economy back, I think on just about every issue. The environment, for instance, Jeff Perry feels that he's not sure whether human beings have had an effect on global warming. I mean, it's those kind of extreme issues.
Tell us how you see the Democratic platform this year. In this year, when many people are asking for change, and in this case, perhaps the change would be sweeping Democrats out.
Well, I feel that as we've gone up, the biggest issue is still jobs and getting people back to work. And I think my agenda is that's front and center. I also feel that in this district in particular, people are concerned about their own personal financial security. They were hurt by the Wall Street meltdown, and they're worried about schemes of privatization or raising the retirement age on Social Security. Those are the issues that most affect people directly because they've been very concerned. Their life has been altered as a result of the last couple of years, in terms of the meltdown, the economy, the lack of jobs, so that I see those issues still as front and center, and that's what people want to see change. They may not be glamorous in terms of a platform, but it's what people are concerned about.
You know, almost all the political pundits, including a number of Democrats, are predicting it's likely that Republicans will be in control of Congress after this election. Do you see that? Are you worried that you're going to get swept up in the Republican wave that many see coming tomorrow?
I don't see that in this district, Bob. I think we're doing very well. I'm excited about tomorrow. I'm looking forward to it. I think we're going to win tomorrow if everyone gets out to vote. You know, I trust people's judgment. I hope they trust mine. And if they do, they'll be voting for me tomorrow. So I don't see that as an issue in terms of what's happening all over the country. I've heard reports, but I've been so much involved in this district that that's where my focus has been.
Do you think you will be working in a Republican Congress if you get elected?
I'm not sure of that. What I'm sure of is this, and I don't think people that I've talked to in this district are really, putting that issue front and center. I think what they're concerned about really is someone going to be in a position of trust that they know will reflect their concerns and their values? And number one, we have to get people back to work. Number two, we have to make sure that people that are anticipating retirement or are retired had their savings protected from the recklessness of Wall Street, not strip those safeguards that are in place now away, and they have to make sure that their pensions or Social Security are secure. And If that's the case, I think you'll see a freedom of people spending again, having a little bit of ability to help our retail industries. We've got to get tax credits that are targeted to small businesses so we can get some people back to work in that area as well.
At the beginning of the interview, you heard Perry supporters describe him in one word. Now, as we close, you get your one-word sales pitch for you on this final day. What's the one word you would use to describe yourself, Bill Keating?
I think I've been independent, and that's the one word, independent, that I'd use. When I was in a position of being in a legislative body, I took on the most powerful person in Massachusetts, Bill Bulger at that time, a member of my own party. I also worked across the aisle on lowering the estate tax and having a clean water bill with Bill Weld. So I can work across the aisle, and I can take on my own party when necessary. So the one word I'd use is independent.
Bill Keating, Democratic candidate for Congress here in the 10th Congressional District. Thank you very much for speaking to Morning Edition.
All right. Thank you, Bob.